各位弟兄姐妹好。
Brothers and sisters, hello.
感谢主，今天我们还在这里能够很好的聚会。
Praise the Lord, we can get together this morning.
因为今天很多弟兄姐妹都差不多200个人去了这个 Beside College, 我们教会一年一度的夏令会。
Many of our church members, about 200 of them, are attending our annual summer retreat.
我们不能去有各种原因，但是主没有忘记我们。
We could not go for different reasons, but God did not forget us.
还是要我们在这里同你敬拜神。
And allow us to be here to worship Him.
好像我自己不能去，不是因为我不想去，我手脚不动，我有病。
For me, it's not that I don't want to go, but because I'm sick, I couldn't go there.
我去了几十年了。
I've been attending the retreat for many decades.
Many decades. But now, can I, 我现在不能去。
But this time, I couldn't go.
因为我走路不方便嘛。
Because I couldn't walk very well.
那边那个夏令会走路也吃饭得走很远的。
In the retreat campus, you have to walk a long distance.
虽然说我送车送你还是不方便嘛，对不对
？So some people offered to pick me up, but I said no.
所以自从我病了，我就说不能去了，每天。
So since I got sick, I wasn't able to go there.
上帝没有放叫我不在家里看电视呀。
But God didn't just let me watch TV at home this morning.
还有我来这里侍奉他。
He called me to be here.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
也感谢大家今天还是来我们一同来敬拜神，来听神的话语。
I thank all of you to be here to hear God's words.
今天这个故事很好嘛。It's a good story, right?
This is a good story.
Yeah.我们都听过看过。
We all know this story.
很熟这个故事，大家大概都。
We are familiar with this.
就是说耶稣基督医好一个瞎子嘛。
It's Jesus healed a blind man.
我们记得耶稣曾经医治过好几个瞎子。
And Jesus healed several blind men.
尤其有耶稣医治一个瞎子，但一个撒基门徒问他说：“这个撒利人是谁犯的罪
？”And for one of the blind men, his disciples asked, "For whose sin that this man was blind?"
因为当时的社会，因为当时的社会在那边那个时候
，because back at that time,
有病痛，好像撒眼啊、瘸腿的，都被人家歧视、看不起。
The sick and the disabled, they were discriminated by the society.
他们认为凡是有病症啊、看不见啊、还是很穷的、有要饭的啦，都是犯了罪。
For those people, they were seen as because of their sin.
所以耶稣的门徒看他们早都看见一个人瞎眼在讨饭的。
So when Jesus and his disciples, when they walk and saw a blind man begging on the street.
他们就问耶稣：“这个人究竟是谁犯的罪？怎么惨？眼睛都生来就啥也看不见。”
So his disciples asked, "Who sinned that caused this man to be blind and live such a terrible life?"
耶稣回答说：“耶稣回答他。”
Jesus answered,
不是他犯的罪。”
It's not because of him.
也不是他爸爸妈妈犯的罪。”
Not his parents.
他是有显在他身上显出。神的作为来
，but to show God's glory on him。
我们今天在社会上，我们今天在这个社会
，in today in our society，
有些人就觉得那个病人是不是他做了什么坏事就病了
？Some people got sick and people think maybe because of something bad he did。
有些人到了遇到不好的事情，有些人就说是不是他因为做了什么错事？
If there's a terrible tragedy, it's because of that man's mistake.
我告诉大家。
Let me tell you.
有可能。
Maybe.
可能你我们在犯罪以后，我们有罪的后果是有的。
And when we sin, there are consequences.
但是不是一定我们碰到困难、碰到病什么，就一定是犯罪的，我们自己犯罪的结果。
But not every time because of our sin, something terrible happens.
因为神会用我们在我们困难当中来彰显他的荣耀。
Because in our troubles, God can use us to show His glory.
所以今天这个我们这段读的经文，这个瞎子就会看见，虽然他一无所用，在我们眼睛看来。
So from this blind man, we can see how God used him.
虽然他没有什么用处,
he's useless.
而且是瞎眼,
he's blind.
讨饭的,
he's begging on the street.
但神能不能用他呢?
Can God use him?
Yes, 可以。
Yes, he can.
这问题呢，你自己有没有这个心意，能明白神怎么用你，怎么呼召你？
But the question is, are you willing to ask God, how he is going to use you in this situation?
所以今天我们就用这个故事。
So today we use this story.
来看看这个瞎了眼的人有如何能够讨神的喜悦。
To see how this blind man please God.
而且得到耶稣基督救他。
And received his salvation.
现在我们看看，先看看这个故事的背景。
Let's look at the background of the story.
这个故事，这个耶稣医治这个瞎子，这个这段经文呢，其实在其他两个福音书都有记载。
The scriptures we're reading here today was also recorded in two other gospels.
但是他们记载有点点不一样。
But they were a little different.
所以在三本这个福类福音都有记载这个故事。
So in three gospels include this story.
第一个在马太福音记载。
The first is in the book of Matthew.
他怎么讲了这个？一直听怎么讲呢？他说到将近耶利哥的时候，有一个瞎子。
As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting.
那然后在路马太福音怎么记载呢？他说出耶利哥的时候。
In another book, it says, as Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho.
他路旁有两个瞎子。
And there were two blind men.
马可福音记载什么记载呢？
In the book of Mark, it's written.
但是出耶利哥之后，
as they were leaving the city,
有一个逃犯的瞎子。
There was one blind man.
那究竟他两个还是一个进耶利哥城还是出耶利哥城？
So were there two or one blind man? were they entering or leaving Jericho?
所以很多人看圣经没有仔细看，你没仔细看，人家问你究竟一个还是两个。
So if you read the Bible carefully, you would ask the question. 还是
进耶利哥城？
Leaving or entering, one or two blind men?
不是有两个耶利哥城，他们是为什么他叫出境呢？原来耶利哥城是有一个旧城，有个新城。
So there were two Jericho cities, one the old one and the new one.
马太跟马可福音记载是耶稣出耶利哥城。
In Matthew and Mark, says Jesus leaving Jericho.
是他们离开旧的耶利哥城。
Was they were leaving the old Jericho city.
路加福音说耶稣走进耶利哥城。
In Luke, when it says entering the city.
是说他走进那个新的耶利哥城。
It's the new Jericho city.
这个耶利哥城为什么有个新的呢？
Why was there a new Jericho city?
就是大希律王盖的。
It was built by the Herod the Great.
这个大希律王当时曾经做犹太人的总督吧，大概是 governor something like.
Herod used to be the governor of the Jews.
因为他是罗马的官。
He was the Roman official.
他又要管理犹太人。
But he was governing the Jewish people.
所以他很讨好的犹太人。
So to please the Jewish people.
所以他还把圣殿盖得好好的。
He built a nice temple.
这个大希律王人不好的，很坏的一个大王。
He's not a good man. He's terrible.
但历史中记载啊，他这个很出名的建筑师，他很喜欢盖东西的。
But in history, he's the man like to build a lot of things.
所以嘛，他就是在旧的耶利哥城要。盖了新的耶利哥城。
So, besides the old Jericho city, he built a new Jericho city.
所以进出都对。
So, the both are right, entering or leaving the city.
但是有两个瞎子，还是一个呢？
But one of two blind men.
于是有个用名字写出来的，这个马可叫他做，迪买的 迪马买的儿子巴迪买哈。
In Mark, one of the men, his name was Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus.
Yeah. 你晓得吗？中文翻译巴什么巴什么是谁的儿子？巴耶稣的儿，也是巴这个巴字在前面，这个犹太原来的文字就是儿子的意思。
So the bar before the name means the son of someone.
这个事情就是说。那个时候我告诉你啊，在那种环境啊，不止一个瞎眼的，好多有。
So, back then, there could be more than one blind man.
可能有好多个在那边，但是只有一个会大叫。
There could be several blind men there, but only one of them shouted out to Jesus.
所以一本福音书记载是可能看见有两个人在那边。
So one gospel account for two blind men.
其实只有一个讲话，一个就是这个主角，就是这个傻子。所以一个两个都无所谓。
Only one of them talked to Jesus. So,
既然这个故事在三本书的福音书有记载
，since this story was recorded in three gospels,
当然它有的重要的属灵的意思在那边。
It has its spiritual importance in it.
所以现在我们就慢慢来看这段经文怎么讲。看看这个傻子干什么。
So let's read it together.
我们就看第一个。
Let's first look at.
听这个段经文怎么讲？耶稣将近耶利哥的时候，有一个傻子坐在路旁讨饭，听见许多人经过。
First is here. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by.
这个人啊，眼睛看不见。
He couldn't see.
不能用眼睛。
He couldn't use his eyes.
耳朵没有问题。
His ears were fine.
他就用耳朵来听。
So he heard.
并没有因为他看不见什么都不干。
He didn't do anything because he was blind.
大家晓不晓得？
Do you know?
在圣经里面，听这个是很重要的。
The word hear is very important in the Bible.
这段经文是《申命记》第六章。
In Deuteronomy 6,
第四到第五节。
Verse 4 to 5.
他说：“以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的主，你的神。”
It says, "Hear, O Israel."The Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
这段经文是犹太教主要的信仰中心。
This is at the center of the Judaism.
它这个字本来原文的开始第一个字是 Hear, O Israel, 中文把它翻成把以色列放在前面。
So, right at the beginning, it says here.
这原来的原文叫 Shema, S-H-E-M-A.
So, this part is called the Shema.
So, Shema, S-H-E-M-A. 我们读神学叫 Shema Theology. 神听的神学。
So, what do we read? Would be a Shema theology, the theology of God.
因为圣经那面啊，很注重听。
Because the Bible focuses on hear.
所以犹太人呢，每一过什么他们这个逾越节什么什么大的节日了，他们吃饭之前一定读这段圣经。
So, for the Jewish people, they would read the scripture for any of their major events.
罗马书怎么讲啊？听到信都是从听到来的，听到从基督的话来的。
In Romans, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ.
有耳的听就当听。
Whoever has ears, let them hear. Book of Matthew.
这个傻眼的傻子啊。
So for this blind man.
他有耳
He had ears.
就听到
So he heard.
好，可是今天很多人有耳朵。
However, many of us today we have ears.
听不到该听的。
We could not hear what we should hear.
听到都是不该听的东西。
We hear what we should not hear.
我们能听到，我写了我讲到好多年了。
We hear the sermon. I've been preaching for many years.
很多人坐来听。
Many people sit here.
心不在焉的。
But the heart was not here.
想着等下什么地方 on sale 就去买东西去。
Think about going to the next place to do on sale shopping.
有些人更厉害。
Some people are even worse.
他在听到的时候。
They were listening to the sermon.
他是替别人听的。
They heard it for someone else.
哎呀，找老公在老婆在这就好了。这个今天讲的就是对你讲的。
He thinks, if only my wife was here, today's message is just for you.
今天我有耳朵听不见。
Today we have ears, but we couldn't hear.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们做选择的听。
Because we hear by our choice.
我们喜欢听就听。
If we like this, we hear it.
不然就忠言逆耳，是吧？
So, how do you say it? I think the good word of advice is
good
hard
advice.
To bite ears. Yeah.
If I give you good advice, you don't like to hear. But I say, ah, you are beautiful, you are young, then you like to hear. 就是人呢有这个习惯嘛。
This is in our human nature.
我们听的有我们喜欢听的。
We hear what we like to hear.
第二，为什么听不到呢？
The second reason why we can't hear.
外面杂音太多，又看的就是把我们分心了。
There are too many noises and distractions.
这个傻眼的。
For this blind man.
他专心用耳朵来听该听的。
He focused on his ears to hear.
他看不见。
He couldn't see.
因为他要专心要听该听的东西。
So he focused on his ears to hear what he should be hearing.
你在这个圣经里面，在圣经里面 ，in the Bible.
So in the Bible,
那句有耳的，凡有耳的就当听这句话出现很多次。
In many occasions, it's written, "Whoever has ears, let them hear."
所以我们希望我们大家从这一点学习听的神学。
So we hope we learn the theology of hearing.
从听能够见神。
We get near to God by hearing.
有人说怎么祷告？
People ask, how do we pray?
其中一个祷告是听的祷告，不是去问的祷告。
And one of them is the prayer of to hear. It's not the prayer to ask.
以前那个历史上那种叫做什么那种这个这个清教徒
So in the history of the pilgrims
他们很神圣的过很圣洁的生活
They lived a very godly life
原来他们祷告会怎么样呢
Because when they pray
不是现在像那个灵恩派抓抓抓抓抓他们祷告会 一句声音听不见
It's not like they are shouting or dancing when they pray you couldn't hear anything
原来他们熟灵到这个地步祷告会大家坐下来听啊听神跟他们在心里讲的话然后再发出赞美的声音哇
So their spirit is to a level where when they pray they sit and be silent and hear God
所以听很重要
So hearing is very important
第二个动词
So the second verb we see here
问
Ask.
这个沙子看见很多人经过，他听到好多人抓好吵，他就问：“哎，干嘛？”
So the blind man heard the noise and he asked.
人家就告诉他是拿撒勒人耶稣。
And people told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by."
我们对不懂的事情。
To the things we don't understand.
特别是属灵的真理。
Especially the spiritual truth.
我应该我们要去问。
We should ask.
这个东西我们应该问清楚。
We should ask and get a clear answer.
我不晓得你们的属灵经过生命怎么样。
I'm not familiar with your spiritual journey.
好多年前我信主就是 年轻的时候，好像你们这是年纪的时候。
Many years when I was young，
我对这个常常来查经班什么来聚会，有个问题，这个预定论我不搞不清楚。
In the Bible study many years ago, I do not understand what's the predestination
theology.
Yeah.
我搞不清楚。
I couldn't understand it.
那我就问。
So I asked.
有些人不喜欢你问这个问题，这个问题很难答的。
Some people don't like you ask this question because it's hard to answer.
他们自己也不懂。
It's hard to answer and they don't understand.
有些牧师说不会答，这太复杂了。
So the pastors would say, this is too complicated, don't ask.
所以我自己就去问，怎么问法呢？
So I asked, how did I ask?
看书嘛。
I read the Bible, the books.
就追求这个问题。问不定嘴巴问的，你就这个追求的心了。
Doesn't have to be asked by words, but you can ask by having a heart to seek truth.
在圣经上提到有几耶稣在地上的时候，他怎么样？他十二岁的时候，到跟父母都到耶路撒冷守过逾越节。
So in the Bible, it tells us when Jesus was 12 years old, at one Passover, they were in Jerusalem.
他们到耶路撒冷的圣殿那边去，耶稣在里边听到。
When they were in the temple and Jesus was listening,
他一面听一面问。
And he asked as he was listening, he asked questions.
有两个门徒问耶稣。
So two disciples asked Jesus,
求主教导我们祷告。
Please, Lord, teach us how to pray.
还有一个很多了，我只举这个例子给他们问的重要。
And there are many more examples here to focus on the importance. So for Philip to preach the gospel.
问那个那个太监说。
He asked the eunuchs,
你读什么书？
What are you reading?
你明白吗?
Do you understand it?
那个太监说, 没人指教我, 我怎么能明白呢?
And the eunuch said, how can I, no one was teaching me.
今天我们去传福音啊。
Today when we share the gospels,
常常有个毛病, 我告诉你。
There's one issue here.
就是我讲。
It's only,
拼命要对方听。
I talk and you listen.
你好不好第二次先问问他。
How about next time you share the gospel with someone?
我想问，也很简单说，大家有兴趣研究信我们这个信耶稣，我就问他，你相不相信有神？首先
，You ask that person some questions. Do you believe in God?
假如不相信有神，我另外跟你慢慢跟你讲清楚。
If you don't, we can I can explain this.
我问你，请问你为什么有来？问我这关于这个事，你心里怎么感动呢？早有人说 ，Okay, sorry.
Yeah, and when someone came to me, we can ask him first. You know, why do you want to talk to me? Why is this touching your heart?
有人说我也相信神的。
If that person said, I believe in God too.
那我就问他。
And then I'll follow up with another question.
你信的是什么神啊？
Which God do you believe?
就打开了盒子，我们就可以讲话了。
So then we can open up for
conversation.
So when he said he believed in God, he may not be understanding what God is.
Yeah.
Some people may say, I'm an atheist.
Oh, oh. 好啊好啊，无神没关系，我就请问你，你为什么觉得没有神呢？
Yeah, that's okay. Let me ask you, how do you know that God doesn't exist? So by asking questions, we can open up to many opportunities. So it's important to ask.
So 保罗在监狱的时候，有个大地震的时候，那个禁足就那个管监狱的问他们一卷重要，我当怎么样行才得救？
So when Paul was in prison and there was an earthquake and the jailer asked Paul, what must I do to be saved? So ask. If it's so important, why don't you ask? I've been leading a Bible study for many years. many Bible studies,
很多团契,
many fellowships.
大部分是当我转问问,
most of the time, at the end, when I ask, are there any questions?
都没人敢出声的,
and no one asks questions.
没有问题的,
no questions.
我就说,
and I said,
要不你们一定是很聪明，要么是很笨。
Either you are very smart or very silly. We're not the smartest. We're not the most dumb.
但是为什么不问呢？你我讲的都懂了吗？
But why don't you ask questions?
因为查经班跟团契最主要的目的是让人问。
Because one of the purposes for Bible study and fellowships is to allow people to ask questions.
讲道理不能问，现在不能举手问我，我跟你讲。
Because on Sunday morning when we preach, you can't ask questions, you can't raise hands here.
等下下完做完礼拜，你可以问我。
But after the service, you
can ask. 但是团契跟查经班，其中一个最重要的目的。
But one of the most important things in Bible study and fellowship
就是问啊,
is to ask.
为什么要做礼拜堂？我做了基督徒要干什么？我奉献应该是奉献多少钱？我怎么对待我的太太、我的丈夫？我怎么教导我的儿女？你都通通你懂了吗？
Why do I come to here every Sunday? How should I treat my family and my friends? And how should I tithe? And how should I serve? Do we have answers to all of those?
昨天晚上我去一个团去,
So last night I was in a fellowship.
我考他们这个圣经常识,
I give them a test for their knowledge.
要开始的时候,
so at the beginning,
我引用老子一句话, 老子就是老子不是我。
I quoted 老子，我们中国出名的老子。
他有句话，他是说。
He was a famous master of Taoism. So he said,
知不知上面的上。这意思说你知道的知啊，知不知上，不知知病，病就有病的病。那我就解释，不要找，不要翻译的噻。It says that 知不知上。 We know we don't know is the best. 不知之病, 你不知都以为自己就是病了，有问题了。你看老子厉害吧？还有上面几座我不讲了。我就告诉他，你现在你以为你懂了吗？只要你不懂，以为懂就糟糕。你晓得自己不懂，最好你就问吗？
So I told them, if you know that you don't know, and then that's the best. But it's really dangerous that if you don't know it and you pretend that you know it.
So I hope we all learn to be careful in learning how to be able to change our soul, change our life. A very secret is to ask, to learn. Know that you can't.
So we hope that we all know the secret for our spiritual life growth is by asking.
第三个动作,
so the third verb here
喊叫大叫,
is to shout, to call out.
他听你说大叫啊,
so the blind man, he called out.
大卫的子孙啊, 可怜我吧。
He says, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
奇怪的其他人呢, 嘿, 不要走心, 太吵了, 你搞乱。
So other people may say to him, be quiet.
但他继续要叫,
but he kept shouting.
这个什么意思呢?
So what does that mean?
当我们有紧急灵来的需要的时候,
so when we are in an emergency, we have needs.
我们应该讲出来叫出来,
we speak out.
表示我们需要我们的灵来的需要,
to show our needs.
很勇敢地讲, 虽然不准你讲, 但你要勇敢地讲。
Call out bravely.
你找时间去把自己所有需要的讲出来。
You may not be allowed, but call it out anyway.
他有两个这个小姐, 他第一, 他晓得耶稣是谁啊, 大卫的子孙。
So why did he do that? Because first he knew that Jesus is son of David. In the Old Testament, at that time, for a son of David, at that time, there was no New Testament. Everyone knew the son of David is the savior for the entire nation to fulfill the prophecy. And the son of David is Messiah. So he called out to the Messiah and said, have mercy on me.
注意看看啊。
Let's look at here. He did not say, Jesus, heal me.
我要叫耶稣来医我的瞎眼，把它打开来见。
He didn't say, Jesus, open my eyes so I can see.
可怜我。
Have mercy on me.
这句话很重要。
And that's important.
他讲这句话的意思。
So what he meant by that,
他了解。 小的自己所需要的不单单就也不是也眼开这么简单。
He knew that he needed more than a healing to his eyes.
这小的自己是罪人啊。
He knew he was a sinner.
这罪人比瞎眼更糟糕啊。 And
that's worse than being blind.
瞎眼是我们physical, 我们这个肉体的缺陷啊。
Blindness is a physical defect.
我们有罪人是灵里的。
But sin is spiritual.
单单医好这个肉体的没有用啊。Just
healing the physical doesn't really help.
要医的灵里面的病啊。What
we need to heal is on the spiritual level.
谁能医好我这可怜的病人啊。Who
can heal spiritual sickness?
要大卫的子孙来可怜我啊，你看。Only
son of David.
我们有这种心意吗？
Do we have a heart like this?
我们一病就救我，医我病。
When we got sick, we say, God, heal my sickness.
这个没有错啊。
Nothing wrong with that.
但有没有想到我们的灵呢，却需要叫神医治。But
how about our spiritual sickness that needs to be healed?
当我病在医院的时候，去年一月就躺在医院床的时候。
When I was sick on the in hospital last January.
我怎么祷告？ 很难祷告。
How could I pray? It was hard.
当然我祷告主来医治我。
Of course I pray God to heal me.
礼拜天说呢，哎呀，主啊，我今天能够去礼拜堂做礼拜就好了。And
all I was thinking is, God, if only I could go to the church every Sunday.
我还说医院没有礼拜的，礼拜天不没人做礼拜的吗？
And I pray ask, is there a worship service in the hospital?
我躺在那边自己想啊。
So I was thinking about this myself. If only there is a place for the patients to worship here.
那时候我那个时候我说我可以讲道。
And I said, oh, I could preach.
是我没有圣经这首，因为这一堂的医院那边。I didn't have the
Bible with me.
我还记得有一段经文我可以讲的，没有不用写的可以讲的。But
there is one message I could share without opening the Bible.
你猜是哪一个？Guess
which one?
诗篇23篇。Psalm
23.
我会背，我会讲。
But I memorized.
就是我就妄想，我躺在那边呢。
I'm just thinking as I was lying in the hospital bed.
我感谢神，给我出院出来而来的能够来回来聚会。
Praise the Lord! I was discharged from the hospital to be here, and I said, "Lord, have mercy on me."
这个傻子他没有把这眼睛的瞎眼看得这么重，把灵内的需要、灵内的亏欠，灵看得比更重要。
He didn't just focus on his physical sickness, but he also focused on his spirit. So let's learn from that.
This one is want.
Fourth one is want.
耶稣来他就问他了，他人家把他带到耶稣前面的，他瞎眼了嘛，看不见，就问耶稣怎么问呢？
And Jesus asked him,
你要我为你做什么？
What can I do for you?
那现在他问到了主要的问题了。
So now we come to the main question.
主啊，我要看见。
And then he said, I want to see.
傻子当然要看见，还是啊，有什么好问
？Of course, the blind man wants to see. What's there more to ask?
主耶稣也我们说出了我们的需要。
But God wants us to speak out, what we need, what we want.
我们祷告的时候
，When we pray,
看清楚我们真正的需要什么
？It's to see what we really need.
有个小孩子瞎眼。
There was a blind child.
有人问找耶稣今天来这里，问你有什么，你怎么讲
？And he was asked if Jesus were here today, what do you want from him?
小孩子说。
And the child said,
我有一条带路的狗。
I want a dog to lead me the way.
人瞎眼的有的狗专带瞎眼的人。
Yeah, because it's the for blind people they have.
他没有说
dog.
求耶稣医治他的眼睛。
He didn't ask Jesus to heal him.
有些时候我们答错了，有些我们问我们祷告了错。
Sometimes we pray and we ask and we want the wrong things. We should know what we really need.
启示录第二三章
Book of Revelation, chapter 2 and 3.
他写信，圣灵叫约翰写信给七间教会，对不对？
The Holy Spirit asked John to write a message to seven churches.
有人将这个七间教会当成我们基督教这个教会年代的一代一个年代一个年代不同。
And some people see those seven churches represent seven different eras in church history.
我们最后这个老底加教会。
And the last one of those seven.
老底加教会就代表我们现在这个老底加就是
Laos.
Laos.
Okay.
其实第二章没有，最后第三章。Yeah.
Laodicea.
Yeah. 他那句话怎么讲呢
？So, what does it say here?
我看看有没有我打出来了，好像是。是啊。
Yeah.
他说：“你一说我是富足的，已经发了财。”那个教会讲啊，我们很有钱啊，一样都不缺。你却不知道你是那么困苦，可能贫穷瞎眼。其实要买眼药水擦的眼睛才能看见。
And to that church, God said, "You say I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. To buy self to put on your eyes so you can see."
有人讲啊，讲个就有点带开玩笑的讲。
So some people tell a joke here.
他说：“你告诉我，你看圣经，耶稣哪个地方卖过东西
？”So you read the Bible. Where in the Bible did Jesus try to sell something？
就是在这经文，耶稣有卖眼药水。
So right in here, Jesus want to
你们要买眼药水
？Sell something here for their eyes？
给他们擦眼睛，因为他看不见的，有眼看不见的。
To wipe your, to put on your eyes because you cannot see.
我们晓得我们看得见吗
？Do we know if we can see?
我们要不要耶稣医治我们的这个眼睛，能够的灵里看见属灵的东西
？We need Jesus to heal our eyes to be able to see spiritual things.
下面一个
，and the next one.
耶稣说：“你可以看见，你的信救了你。
”And Jesus said, Receive your sight, your faith has healed you.
傻子立刻就看见了。
And the blind man saw immediately.
原来我们最宝贵拥要拥有的。
What's most precious to us?
不是财，不是钱财。
Not wealth, not money.
也不是学问。
Not knowledge.
也不是家庭背景，什么东西都不是。
Not your upbringing.
不是能力。
Family background, your abilities.
也不是健康，我们喜欢有健康，因为我们老了很容易不健康了。
And not even health.
有些这些东西刚才讲的东西都会过去。
And all of those I mentioned, they will pass.
有一样东西比所有这些东西更重要，就是真正的信心。
But one thing is more important above all is faith.
这个傻子在要讨饭的，什么都没有。
The blind man, he had nothing.
但是耶稣怎么讲？
But Jesus said,
你的信救了你，原来他有信心。
Your faith healed you. Have faith.
不但救他的眼睛，救他整个人。
Not just to save, heal his eyes, but save his whole person.
他是眼盲，心不盲。
His eyes may be blind, but his heart was not.
希伯来书十一章六节说：“人非有信，就不能讨神的喜悦。”
So.In Hebrew 11:6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him.
我们基督徒有信心有两个层次。
We have two levels of faith.
第一就 saving faith, 就第一个得救的信心。
The first one is saving faith.
我们接受主，我们明白这个东西，打开心接受这个得救的信心。
We accept Jesus, we receive the faith of salvation.
第二个叫 walking faith. 第一个就是活出来走出来的信心。
And the second one is a walking faith. You live the faith out in your life.
因为假如信心没有行为的事实的。
Because faith would be dead without action.
我们不是瞎子。
We are not blind.
我们眼睛看得见。
We can see with our eyes.
但是我们灵呢怎么样呢？灵的光景怎么是看见吗？完全看见吗
？But how about our spirit? Can we see spiritually?
所以我们讲的信心
，So when we talk about faith,
不是眼睛肉眼看见那种东西的。
It's not something we can see with our eyes.
我们得救是不是在乎我们这个行为，来自靠神的恩典跟信心？
So our salvation is through faith, and not because what, not by our works.
所以我们信心不是由于看见。
So faith is not something we can see.
看见是由于出于信心。
We see out of faith.
你有我们有信心的时候，我就能看见很多东西已经看不见了。
When we have faith, we can see many things we could not see before.
你相不相信
？Do you believe that?
以前你看
，In the past, when you see,
你看有很伟大的这个风景
，You see a beautiful landscape.
你就哎呀，很好很好。
You feel good.
当你有信心的人的时候
，When you have faith,
哎呀，真神就伟大，能做的这么好看。
And you see the creator behind all the beautiful works.
我们的思想，我们的 perspective 完全不一样。
And our view, our perspectives are different.
当我们有信心的时候
，When we have faith，
有些东西我们看见是 miracle， 是那个神迹
，and we see miracle out of
有些东西我们看就觉得是神的行为。
Some things we can see God's work behind it。
没有信心的人什么呢
？Without faith，
哦，这个是偶然的碰彩碰出来的。
And people may say， oh， this is just a coincidence。
常常有这种事情发生，我跟你讲，我们看的事情不一样嘛。
Often this happens, people think it's coincidence.
所以信心是什么东西呢
？So what is faith?
信心，看看上面一张有没有？不是，信心就是说，我们对神的话语做正面的反正面的反应。
Faith is our response to God's word.
The proper response to God's word.
Proper response to God's word. Thank you.
下面一个。
So the next one.
下面一个行动就是跟。
Next is follow.
他看见了怎么样呢？瞎子看见，立刻看见了。下面一句就跟随耶稣。
So when the blind man saw, and immediately he followed Jesus.
就跟这个事情很重要。
Follow is important.
在这个 David Hittinger 写了一本书叫灵修就 Follow Me 这是书中的但有句话说今天教会有许多问题原因是自称为信徒的多真正跟随主的人少
So in his book Follow Me David Hittinger said the reason for many problems in the church today is too many professed Christians but too few true followers of Christ
你读经有没有注意到
？Did you notice when you read the Bible？
耶稣每一次呼召人做门徒的时候
，Every time Jesus calls someone，
他叫他什么？来跟从我。
He said, come and follow me.
他没有说来信我,
he didn't say, come and believe in me.
来跟从我,
come and follow me.
他们就把东西放着跟从耶稣。
So they put down what they were doing and followed Jesus. So in Luke it says, anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
耶稣讲了两次，最少有两次叫你跟从我要背你的背起你的十字架。
At least twice here it says, Jesus said, carry the cross and follow me.
人，我不知道你会不会问，我就问了，什么叫背十字架？
Let me ask you, what does it mean by carrying my cross?
有个姐妹,
there was once a sister.
她来跟牧师讲,
she asked the pastor.
她说我的老公很糟糕,
he said, my husband is terrible. He yells at me every day. So I live a bitter life. I carry the cross every day. Not to say that this is not the cross, the cross he carries. So when a couple have issues, it's not on just one side, it's on both sides.
常常在外面做事不顺利，不关人家事，是你自己可能有问题。
When we go out and do work, we don't do well, it may not be someone else's fault, it might be your own issue.
老板骂你，可能你自己犯的错。
The boss said, yell at you, maybe because something you did.
老是每天都迟到,
if you show up at work late every day,
每天早退,
you leave early.
说这个不是自己家里自己倒，你自己这个错误犯罪啊。
So that is not the cross you carry for Jesus.
什么叫背起十字架?
So what is the cross for
Jesus? 不是背耶稣的十字架，我们不配。
It's not to carry the cross that Jesus is on.
背起你自己的十字架。
But it's to carry your own cross.
什么叫背起十字架?
What does it mean by carry your own cross?
十字架要来干嘛?
What is a cross?
就是钉死罪的，这个罪人的是吧？
It's to nail the sinners on the wood.
意思是我们每一天要把我们的罪钉死啊，不能老是重犯重犯。So
means we nail our sin on the cross.
你晓不晓得自己有什么毛病没有？
Do you know your own mistakes?
然后老是容易发脾气，家里老是发脾气，你难怪对方太太要这么骂你啊。If
you're easy to lose temper, no wonder someone will yell at you.
你先把自己这个罪，老是意思容易发怒的罪。
So fix your own sin if you lose temper easily, nail that to the cross. So by that, we follow Jesus.
最后一个,他怎么做,就荣耀神。
And last is glorify.
他看见,干脆一路归荣耀于神。
The blind man followed Jesus.
众人看见就是也赞美神。
And when people saw it, they praised the Lord.
什么叫荣耀神呢?
What does it mean by
这个圣经没有讲他干嘛？ 圣经没有提到这个傻子怎么，他一路要荣耀神。
The Bible didn't say how he glorified God.
我只能够想象，可能他有人看他说啊，神给我看那，就一路赞美神。
I could only imagine what he might be doing is to sing praises.
而且他的行动，不然能怎么搞起什么事，影响看见他的人。
And this would also influence the people around him. So he can share his testimony that because of his faith that
Jesus saved him.
Let me ask you, when we were saved, was our life changed?
有没有看见你？哎，怎么这个人跟以前不一样
？Did someone else notice? Oh, you look different than before.
有没有
？Do we have that?
有没有见过？以前我带一个查经班。
I used to lead a Bible study.
谢林涵在吧？我们那个时候每个礼拜天，礼拜一早上查经。
So every Monday we
大家都很高兴，都每一个礼拜都想来查完经，就整个人都轻松。
Every week we come to study the Bible together.
我就说，
we feel changed.
你们都是姐妹啊！我说你们都变得又年轻又漂亮的才完整有。
And I ask every time after the Bible study, you all look younger and more beautiful.
我们这个财政官是整容的。
So, our Bible study is like a beauty salon.
神的话语在我们心中发出来呀、啊，你就漂亮又年轻了。
It's because of God's word, a show from the inside out to make us look beautiful.
圣经上常常喜乐，不住祷告，对不对
？And the Bible said, be joyful and always pray.
你常常的喜乐哪里？好难看啊，都神好看的嘛。
How can you look bad if you are joyful every day?
对不对
？It's from God's glory.
这个荣耀神啊。
So that glorify God.
是什么叫荣耀神呢
？So what is glorifying God?
简单来讲，叫遵循神的旨意，遵循神的旨意。
Put it simply, is to follow His will.
他的教导。
His teaching.
他的命令。
His orders.
那我们能够遵循他的话语，常常与他同在。
And that we can listen and be with him all the time.
所以保罗在哥林多前书讲。
So in First Corinthians, Paul said,
你们连吃东西、喝东西的时候，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行啊。
So whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
就是按照神的旨意、神的规矩来做。
According to His will, we do things.
我常常讲啊，我们吃东西是。可以荣耀神的。
I always say, you know, we can glorify God by eating.
为什么呢
？Why?
吃东西保持你这个身体的健康。
We eat to stay healthy.
就是荣耀神。
And that's glorify God.
用我们的健康的身体来侍奉神。
We use our healthy bodies to serve God.
我们吃的东西是正常的，不是乱来的。
We eat and we don't abuse.
不是像有些广告人专吃那种 endangered species 那个快要没有的动物。
And as we don't go out and eat endangered animals.
不单吃猴子的脑袋，那个大家都讲，我们不做，我们基督徒不做这个事情。OK.
We as Christians, we don't do things. We eat endangered animals.
现在香港啊，有鱼翅嘛，我们不吃鱼翅，因为那个鲨鱼快没有了。
We don't eat monkey brains. We don't eat shark fins because.There are not many else.
不是我们比别人好。
Not that we are better than other people.
因为我们有神的话讲的东西，我们不能做这种不该做的事情。
But we have God's words to tell us, do not do what we are not supposed to do.
所以凡事荣耀神。
So in everything we do, glorify God.
Okay, 最后了。
So finally,
有几点我就提醒了今天。第一，我们不要为个人的缺陷限制自己使用神的恩典来荣耀神。
So to summarize, don't let your disabilities limit you from exercising your God-given gift to glorify Him.
这个沙子看不见。
The blind man couldn't see.
很可怜，讨饭的。
Yeah, he was begging.
Yeah. 但是他能够用他其他的 function, 其他的功能来跟随主，荣耀主。
But he could follow God and glorify God in his own ways.
今天我们小小的事情就说不能做。
Today, even sometimes a little things we say we couldn't do it.
我请你来侍奉就哎呀，我不行啊，我现在身体很软弱了，没有力气了。
We invite people to serve, and people say, no, my body is weak, I could not do it.
啊，我现在还忙啊，我有两个孩子啊，忙得不得了啊。
I'm busy, I have two kids to take care of.
哎呀，我年纪老大，找年轻人做吧。
Oh, I'm too old. Ask the young people.
这个我常常听到这个事情。
I always hear this.
以前我前任做，他说：“哎呀，你怎么搞的？找年轻人做啊？找我们老人家做。”
And people ask you, "Hey, why do you do this?" Ask young people to do it.
圣经说哪里的年老人不做的
？Where did God say old people should not serve?
年老人越做越好。
Even for older people, the more you do, the better.
你说我什么都不懂，不能做。
He said, "I don't know anything. I don't know what to do."
咦？真的什么都不懂吗
？Do you really not know anything？
嘴巴会讲话吗
？Can you speak？
祷告啊，打电话安慰人。
Pray, call people and care for them。
你会烧饭吗
？Can you cook？
烧顿饭给人家吃啊。
Cook for someone。
对不对？你能走吗
？Can you walk？
每一次参加教会的活动啊。
Walk to join church activities。
好多年前，我们教会有个姐妹。
Many years ago, there was a sister。
九十几岁了。
He was over 90 years old.
Anyway, 我们不是有个 见证会吗? Thanksgiving.
So every Thanksgiving, we have this sharing meeting.
我们都围在一起吗? 记不记得?
We sit around together.
那个姐妹那天, 她举手, 她要做见证,
and that sister shared something
on that day.
We thought she was going to say something.
她什么都没有,她起来走,走,走,走,
she didn't say anything, she just stood up and walked around.
走个圈坐下来,
she walked in a circle, and then she sat down.
她好老了,
isn't that a testimony that at her age she can walk that
感谢主吧,
well?
我刚才能走一次, 感谢主啊, 我前几天,前几个月,以前还有拿轮椅,坐轮椅。
I used to have to have.
You don't have to say it. 你不用讲什么，对不对？ OK， 不由为了这个献祭。我现在开车我能开，但是很多，然后有两只教教，我经常请我讲道，我也去。为什么呢？他们说来接我，我不因为我这个 disability 来献祭我们侍奉神。
And now praise the Lord, I can go out to other churches to share. Would they offer to pick me up?
Yeah.
I said I can drive on my own.
不要被逆境拦阻你做该做的事情。
And second, don't let adverse circumstances deter you from doing the right things.
这个沙姐不是大叫吗?
So the blind man, he was calling out.
其他那个门徒, 不要做乱讲了,这个摇饭的,走开,走开, 对不对?
The disciples probably tried to calm him, say be quiet.
他不怕, 更大声叫。
He was not afraid. He shouted even louder.
假如问这个对象是对的, 不要怕别人讲你。
So don't be afraid to do it.
人说, 哎呀,你怎么信耶稣了? 他们会笑的。
So if people laugh at you, that,
星期天来吃饭的, 来,我们去玩吧。 不要了,我礼拜天要去教堂。
So when people laugh at you if you're a Christian or because you have to come to church on Sunday instead of go out to have fun with them.
你不好意思就跟他们去了。
So you don't want to be laughed at, you just follow those people?
不对,
that's not right.
不怕他们叫,
don't be afraid to be laughed at.
我这是不要跟你去,
when you need to go to church, you go to church.
中文吃饭了, 喝酒, 敬了一杯,
we eat at the dining table, we drink alcohol.
你不喝就不赏脸, 喝吧。
So you don't respect me if you don't drink it.
或者说, 我不能喝酒, 对不起。
Or how about say, I cannot drink, sorry.
不该做的站起来讲, 不要怕。
Don't be afraid to stand up.
不要怕人家拦阻了, 这傻子他们拦他, 他大叫。
So like the blind man, even it's difficult for him, but he called out anyway.
然后第三,
third one.
这个傻子告诉我们, 晓得我们所需要的, 我的短处在什么地方, 我的需要真正需要在什么地方。
To know your own shortcomings and what you really need.
然后最后吧, 时间到了,
and last,
请一定该做的去做, just do it.
And know what you should do and just do it.
谢谢大家.
Thank you all.
祷告我们做个等祷。主，我们感谢主, 今天这段时间, 让我们有机会来从你这个话语当中来学习, 我们应该怎么过一个生, 正常在主内面, 讨主喜悦的生活, 该做的该做, 该亲近主, 亲近主, 求主帮助我们, 谢谢主, 祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名, 阿们。